Hello, Audio Boo.
Hello.
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 It's Friday evening, about 8.
It's quarter past eight
in the evening. We are in our apartment.
Holiday apartment.
On Innes Street in Inverness. It's 8 degrees. It says 8 feels like 7. I don't know if... how different 7 and 8 feel, but apparently it is 8 degrees. So, let's see. Our day was okay. I mean, it was very busy, but, you know, we got up early, finished packing. Sky. Our friend Leah took the 2 suitcases that we're leaving on Sky.
And a bunch of food that we couldn't take with us because we just didn't have enough space.
And then we got a taxi at about 11 to Kyle of Lacalle, which is just off Sky, over the bridge. And took a train, didn't have to pay, at 12:05. Got to Inverness,
at
20 to 3, and got a cab, which cost £3.60.
Yeah, I mean, you could walk the distance if you knew where you were going.
Yeah.
And you didn't have all the crap.
And the cabbie was really, really nice.
Yeah, he was great.
Brought all our stuff in and kind of, helped us get the key. Because the thing is with the key, they have these little safes by the door. And there's a combination. It's not like a keypad or anything. It's one of those roller thingies.
Yeah.
So he helped us get the key, and the flat is, it's weird. It's not a bad flat. It's ground floor, which is a bit, I don't mind living, lower, because obviously I like living in a house and stuff, but I don't like living in the ground floor, on the ground floor in the middle of the city, if that makes sense. It feels exposed. Like, people were looking in, they saw Rosie was looking out. A cat.
Yeah. A cat decided to visit us.
Yeah, all of a sudden there was a cat on my bed. Yeah.
In the bedroom.
It's like, huh? Hello?
You hear?
Meow. And we're like, what the hell? And
so I evicted it.
Yeah.
Recently. What was it I said? He said, why is there a cat in here? I said, I don't know, but it's not going to be long.
I don't know how it came in. I said... how did a cat get here? And you said, I don't know how it got in, but I know how it's going out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I know how it got in. I think it got in while I had those windows open wide.
God. How long did it... then it must have been here for a couple of hours.
It could have been there a while. It was in there a little while because I heard it. Like, maybe half an hour before we found it. But I didn't think that there was a cat in here. I thought it was outside.
I hope it didn't shit on our bed or something.
Nah, I don't. There's nothing there. The only thing on the bed was the keyboard, which I moved.
Maybe it fell asleep or something,
Yeah, maybe it did.
So we got unpacked and we ordered Chinese, which was kind of, maybe...
Chinese/Thai.
I would give it probably a 6.5 out of 10.
Yeah, it was...
it wasn't the worst Chinese
I've ever... it was cheap and cheerful. It was okay. It wasn't gourmet by any stretch of the imagination. For basic Thai/Chinese food, it was fine. But it's what it was.
It's one of the... I don't know if you guys ever experienced it. When you eat something and it's fine, You eat it and you're fine. But after you've eaten it, you're like, ugh, that was gross. And when you think of what you ate, you're like, ew, that was gross. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of it, but it was okay.
Wasn't a whole lot of food for not too much money, so...
yeah, so... I left some of mine, but whatever. And then we got Sainsbury's. And the fridge here is one of those under-the-counter ones.
Yeah, it's a bar fridge.
But it still holds more than the one in the... Because it's twice as wide.
It's only a fridge.
And it's also wide.
Mm. So because it's only a fridge, the fridge area is actually bigger.
Although I'm not happy because I think on the thing it said fridge freezer. There's definitely not a freezer. And also it doesn't have a dryer. Well, it doesn't have a tumble dryer and it doesn't have a dishwasher.
Yeah.
So it's a bit... But
we had a bit of fun figuring out how to get the stove to light.
Yeah, it's a gas stove, which gas stoves I'm used to, but gas ovens I'm not, so it's going to be interesting.
But we were trying to figure out if it had an electric lighter in the stove or whether you had to use matches, and we're looking around for like a lighter or a box of matches and not finding any. I said to Nama, surely there must be a lighter in the stove then.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It looked like it ought to.
Anyway, the toaster was hiding a switch on the wall, and when I turned the switch on, the thing did its zappy thing.
Oh, yeah, and there's no electric kettle. So this is one of these... Stovetop kettles that whistles. It's very strange. I think, though, I do like...
The tea that they had is very ordinary.
The tea is not very good, but it does keep the water hot. Like, when you boil water in a kettle on the stove, I think it stays hotter longer.
Oh, yeah, it would, because the whole kettle eats it.
No, but even the tea in your cup stays hotter longer.
So, yes, lots of adventures.
So, there's a shower. I haven't had a shower yet. I will, though, but it's not an electric shower. Yay! It's not an electric shower.
It's one of those big phone booth type showers.
Yeah.
We didn't figure out how to turn the heating on manually, but it's come on automatically, which is good.
Yeah, we're going to call the people.
Yeah. The son of the people who owned it to find out, but we figured it out.
So now we're just sitting, there's these cool recliners in the...
There's a single chair and a two-seater couch, and they're all recliners.
Yeah.
like at Claire's house.
Like at Claire's house.
Yeah, Claire, except she Claire had leather blood. Ones. She has leather ones. These are upholstered.
It's weird because you walk into the flat, so you walk into the kitchen.
Mm.
And it's quite a small kitchen, really.
Yes.
So the Sainsbury stuff is covering every surface. Then.
Thank God it's not sweltering hot summer.
Then you walk in from the kitchen into the lounge room, which is a really big room. And it has a little dinette. Like a little dining room table that's tiny. They really could have had a bigger one. I mean, there's barely enough room for the two of us to sit there with plates. It's really not a very comfortable...
Oh, that's where I saw coasters. There's coasters over there.
Oh, yeah, but that's far away. So all the way, it must be 3.5-4 meters away from... might be a bit... No,
it's
6 meters away from...
Oh, dear.
So
I don't reckon it's 6 meters. Anyway.
No, maybe 4.5. So it's just one table with two chairs, and it's not very comfortable. And like when we sat there with our plates, you know, that was it. There was no room.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've got all the breads and baked goods from Sainsbury's all covering that table.
There's nowhere else to put them.
In the middle of the room, there's a coffee table.
Which is bigger than the dining room table.
It's huge, and it's perfect for getting your knees, for banging your knees on.
It's a big, solid thing with a glass panel in the middle.
As I
discovered.
Discovered it, yes. It's at knee height, and it hurt.
Yeah, it's got these sharp corners.
And I hit my head on the cupboard in the kitchen, and I'm not the type of person who hits my head a lot. Jeff hits his head all the time. And I don't, and it hurts. Then you go off, if you go straight, you walk into a bedroom, which is a little bit smaller than the... Oh, yeah, and this lounge room has a flat-screen TV and whatever, and a window, and it's a nice room, actually.
Yeah, the TV's kind of interesting. It looks like it's got free view, because it looks like it has an antenna line going into it. And the TV has the free view decoder, and it looks like it has a DVD slot in the actual back of the TV.
So, yeah, and then the bedroom has it has one of those wing armchairs, kind of like, has a bed. I haven't decided what size. I think it might be a queen.
It's more than the double, I think.
And, you know, bedside tables, a wardrobe, a dresser, and one of those old-fashioned, like a dressing table, like for makeup and stuff. and you sit and it's at a perfect height for you to sit and put on your makeup, and the mirror kind of, you can adjust the mirror and the angle of it. And
yeah, it's got a little stool underneath it that you pull out.
And the hair dryer. And
your bedside table has got this kind of back section. the wall goes in there. It's kind of weird. And that's where the cat was.
And if you turn kind of left off the lounge room. So the lounge room basically is the center of the apartment. Mm. If you turn left, after you've come from the kitchen, you have this kind of like hooks on the wall for coats and stuff. I put Rosie's harness there. Mm. And then you have like this tiny utility half cupboard thing. Has a Hoover in there and an ironing board. And it had, it had those indoor clothesline thingies, because we had a few things that weren't quite dry that we washed this morning, so we put them on the indoor clothesline.
Yeah.
They're almost dry. Then there's this bathroom that's quite a big bathroom.
It is. It shares a wall with the kitchen.
With the shower, one of those showers and basins. No vanity, though.
No.
It's
a bit sucky. There is a little cupboard, though. Did you see that?
Tiny.
Took me a while to find it.
Can't put anything in there.
I put my shaving cream in there.
But it has this kind of ledge thing next to the toilet, next to where the shower is. You can put stuff. It's like a step.
And there is also a little tiny little glass shelf above the sink.
Yeah. And that's it. It's nothing glamorous, but it will do. I thought of making dinner one night and inviting, Fiona and Donald, but
There's
nowhere for them to sit. There's nowhere for them to eat. There's no. So, there's yeah, nothing. That's not going to happen. We were supposed to get a different apartment, but we were contacted by Booking.com and.
Because the people who owned it basically said this is
pub.
It's a pub underneath, and there's regularly, smoke alarms go off in the middle of the night, and blah, 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 blah.
I had a feeling they just didn't want to deal with us.
Mm.
I don't know.
I find it very odd that there's no one mentioned the smoke alarms and the, the alarms in the reviews.
Yeah. So, I don't know, I think they didn't want us there because, I don't know if it was because of the dog or, so I think if they don't want us, I guess we don't want them. So this cost a bit less. It got a higher review score, but now I'm not sure.
We do hear trains and things and stuff.
Yeah, they said it's very quiet, and it really isn't actually very quiet. There's, it's not. Yeah.
It's not as loud as it could be given where it is, but
no, but it's not.
It's well, to be fair, it's pretty quiet now.
Yeah.
I guess at night is what really matters.
And they did. It is very clean, and they did. They did give you like coffee and tea and stuff and milk. But the thing is that they put. There was a bottle of milk in the fridge. It was one of those pint-sized thingies. But the thing is, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but if I was leaving a bottle of milk for newcomers, I wouldn't leave half a bottle. I would leave a fresh bottle.
An unopened one.
This had like half in it. And it was like, I don't know how long it's been here or who drank from it or who spat in it. You know what I mean? It's not like these little sachets of milk or anything. It was a bottle and... Mm. I think it's quite disgusting to leave half a bottle and yeah, I don't know.
I agree.
That's just me. that's about it.
The internet seems to be really good.
Oh, yeah, the internet is good. I don't know if
I called into work and it was rock solid, so.
We'll see how long it takes this audio boot to upload.
Yeah, but people did say the internet was good. And anyway, we're in a city, so it should be good.
Right, so, sad to leave Sky again.
Yeah. Yes. Really? So we now have 2 suitcases of stuff on Sky. Does that mean next time when we leave Sky, we'll leave 3 suitcases?
We still don't know where we're going to stay next year. We saw a house yesterday that we'd love to rent.
Amazing house yesterday. It's not a location that I think we ever considered living in, but it's actually could work it to be a lot better than where we were considering living. So, and it's an amazing house. Apparently, it's a lovely community, and it's right by the water. Yeah. Like, they have a car and a boat.
Oh, they have a boat?
They have a boat, yeah.
They're not renting the boat.
I don't know.
Well, we can't really use the boat.
No, we can't really use the
boat. Where do they put the boat? Is it next to the house?
No, it's just like a garage there or something, or a shed or something. So I don't know if they're going
to... So how do they take the boat to the water?
But then maybe they have a, like a... Maybe they can put it on the car or something?
Weird.
Or maybe they have a trailer to put the boat on?
You think that if you have a boat, you kind of put it by the water, I don't know, you dock it. You don't put it on in the garage.
Well, not necessarily. It depends how big the boat is. It might only be a little small boat, like a dinghy or something.
It must be a small
boat. Yeah. Well, anyway, they have one. Yeah, apparently it's about a mile from the water, and you can see it, look down over the village and stuff like that. And apparently the views are absolutely breathtaking. Oh, which no. I think is rather amusing for a blind couple. But you can feel the view, if you know what I mean.
No, it's the house itself has got so much character. It's very old-fashioned.
Oh, gorgeous. So spacious and cosy. And, yeah.
Spacious and cosy at the same time, yeah, which is rare.
It is. It is rare.
Some houses that are big and spacious can be really cold.
Mm. I mean, it could be physically cold.
Oh, my, I think it gets very cold in that house.
Mm. Particularly in the old section.
They have heaters and they have a wood-burning fireplace. A
couple of wood-burning fireplaces.
Apparently, you have to have them on, basically, otherwise. We had them on yesterday.
Yeah, it was a fine day in October.
And it didn't feel hot. It felt like just comfortable. So, anyway, we'll see how that works.
Yeah, well, we'll have to wait and see what they want to do about that.
They're trying to sell that house, actually, and I wish I could buy it.
I hate to think what they're asking for.
Don't even think about it. So that's what's new. We're going to be here till next Monday. Well, we're going to be here in this house until Sunday the 19th, and then we go for one night to bed and breakfast.
We were going to leave on the 19th, but the transport isn't so good on the Sunday, so we can get better transport on the Monday, but Sunday night wasn't available, unfortunately. So we have to stay somewhere else.
We're going to Claire Bland's house, yay!
Yay! Bland's retreat.
Bland and Dominic. Claire and Dominic and Johnny Doggy.
Yes.
And then on the 23rd.
We'll be there for 3 nights, and then we go down to London for a night. And then off home.
Boo. Even Rosie didn't like that. She went, pfft. Anyway, so just to catch you guys up. I know we haven't really been... I've been doing this October thing, but I haven't really been doing
I reckon it should be pronounced October. Because octave is O-C-T-A-V-E.
I know.
So you put an R on the end, October.
But everybody's saying October.
Yeah, because... Speech says October.
Oh.
It's probably a thing on like October, but
it is.
It should be October. I think.
Anyway, I will speak to y'all soon.
Bye.
Pause recording.